Good morning, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful journey. The Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. Now, each week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then you begin to create the space to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Now, this week's focus is your connection to full dimensional consciousness. Over the past 9 weeks, I had been doing a meditation each week for the 9 different dimensional consciousness levels. And so today is an accumulation of all the connected full dimensional consciousness levels so that you are able to move easily and fluidly from a place of the first dimension all the way through to the 9th dimension. And as you connect to each one of these dimensions, you will find the power of manifestation coming faster and more easily. So let's begin by making sure that your back is straight, your feet are on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths. From the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easily, slowly, gently. And inhale again all the way up through the spine to the top of your head. And exhale, just allowing the breath to easily and gently leave. And as you are breathing deeply, I want you to imagine that you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. You are connected solidly with this tree trunk. And the tree trunk itself goes through the floor, through the ground, into the earth, and all the way down to the center core of the earth, where there are roots that are embedded into the core. You are now grounded and secure with the earth. And envision around you a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. And regardless of where the edge of that bubble is, adjust it so that it is 18 inches from your body. 18 inches from over your head, under your feet, in front of you, and back of you, and all around you. And this aura bubble has a stiff eggshell type consistency, and it is a beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration. Beautiful pearlescent color golden vibration. And outside of this aura bubble, about 3 feet in front of you, imagine a giant violet flaming wall. This wall is burning from the ground up. A large, giant violet flaming wall. This is the wall of purification, it will gently receive any and all energy that you are ready to release and let go of at this time. It will even gently begin to pull and to suck the energy that comes to the surface that you no longer need or want, that no longer serves you as it might have before. So now let's move into the focus for this week, which is your connection to full dimensional consciousness. I want you to continue to breathe easily and gently as I mention and start to go through the different dimensions. Now, this is the totality of moving through all your dimensions within this one meditation. And as I speak briefly about each dimension, focus your attention on the violet flame. Continue to breathe deeply and release whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations that may come up. Let them just gently ease into that violet flame. Moving along the dimensions, they are equated to a vertical axis of consciousness from the iron crystal core of the earth all the way up to the Milky Way. So from the iron core of the earth, there is a beautiful vertical axis line that goes all the way up to the surface of the earth, up through your spine, all the way out the top of your head, into the cosmos, and all the way up to the Milky Way. Now you may imagine each dimension as I mention it. Allow your focus to move through these levels of consciousness one at a time. Do not intellectualize it. Simply be in the space you are experiencing at this present moment in time. The first dimension is the realm of the dense iron core crystal energy in the center of the earth. The second dimension is the realm of the area between the first dimension and the crust just below the surface of the earth. The third dimension is the realm of the solid material world, human beings, and all things physical on the earth. The fourth dimension is the realm of the collective realm of thoughts and feelings emanating from all living things. The fifth dimension is the realm of being in the heart, with the powerful electromagnetic energy from the heart center. It is the level of consciousness where sacred geometry begins in form. The sixth dimension is the realm of the geometric forms that replicate, and they continue to replicate and replicate some more as plants, animals, humans, and all material objects in this third dimensional reality. The seventh dimension is the realm of cosmic sound that generates the sixth dimension geometric forms by vibrational resonance. Add sound to the geometric forms, and the sound reverberates through the air in waves that provides sustenance to the geometric objects. The eighth dimension is the realm of divine mind as a light, a beautiful, brilliant, bright light that manifests through the visible light spectrum in the third dimensional consciousness. In this world, it is the light from the sun and all the light that shines. The ninth dimension is the realm of the black hole as a spinning gravitational nucleus that manifests itself in time waves. The ninth dimension is fully and completely about time. Now continue to breathe nice, easy breaths as you inhale. Feel the breath moving from your feet all the way up to the top of your head, and exhale nice, easily, slowly. And again, take a deep breath, seeing your breath as a column of light from your feet to the top of your head, and exhale slowly, easily, gently. Inhale slowly to the top of your head again, and exhale as you move the air back through your body and all the way down to your feet. And now imagine a beautiful, pearlescent, golden beam of light, as big or small as you desire, as you take your next breath, coming from your feet all the way up to the top of your head, and then going all the way down, back through to the bottom of your feet. And notice how the light is also flowing from your feet all the way back up through to the top of your head and back down through your body to the bottom of your feet. Continue to focus on your breath from your crown chakra as it moves down through you to your feet, and from your feet back up through your spine to the crown chakra. You have this beautiful light of breath. Now take a moment to begin feeling your arms, legs, back, feet, and any other part of you that's touching the surface of the chair, the floor, your own body, whatever. In other words, become very aware of your body and the surfaces that the surfaces of your body is touching. Consider all the surfaces you are touching, not only with your body, but also with your mind. Your mind observes, takes note, and is curious. It just wants to feel with your body where you are, inside your body and outside of your body. Now focus and get in touch with the creatures outside your body. Creatures that are in the air, in the water, in the ground. Creatures that are on your skin and whatever you might be touching. They all serve a divine purpose. And allow yourself to speak to all of these creatures. You can do this by visualizing your mind as an exceptionally brilliant golden light that expands to every creature in, on, around, and surrounding your body. The light beams your intentions, like speakers at an amphitheater. See, feel, telepath, direct with the use of your mind, your power of intention to these creatures. Or you may just know with certainty that you are connected and in touch with them. And keep breathing. Nice, easy breaths. Now begin to envision your body as being free. You are floating on a warm body of water. There is water underneath you, air above you, and you are relaxed. You're safe and content as you float perfectly on the water. Your head is relaxed. It may be heavy, yet it's supported. Your thoughts are slow. And all you have to do is to notice the energy going on inside your head. Observe the energy inside your head. See what you can see going on in there. And now see the energy in the rest of your body. Just make note of the energy that is moving through your head and the energy in your entire body. Keep breathing nice and easy in a way that's comfortable for you as you tune into and observe all manner of energy within you. Now, if it's easier, you may put your attention on the violet flame and use it as a screen that's projecting to you everything going on within your body. If it's easier for you to see what's happening in your body, you may project it onto the violet flame so that you may see the energy going on within you. And then let go of this energy that you're seeing. Let go of the energy that you're aware of. See it being consumed by the violet flame. And continue to breathe nice, easily, and gently. Now pick a feeling you're experiencing in this moment, or one you had not very long ago. Connect with this feeling, with the image of the feeling, with the thought the feeling is a part of. Take a deep breath and exhale. Let go of whatever has come up in this present moment. And one more time, take a nice deep breath. What does it feel like inside of you? Perhaps there's no way for your mind to describe it, But your second chakra, which is 2 inches below your belly button, where your emotions are, and the third chakra at your solar plexus, where your center of power is, can both discern what has come up in this present moment inside of you. Each of these chakras can discern, beating like a drum in these areas, what you're experiencing within. Your heart understands it. So allow all of this energy to be. Allow it to be. If it feels too overwhelming, then stop. And just take 3 deep and easy breaths. Inhaling from your heart to the top of your head, and exhaling from the top of your head easily, slowly, and gently. Just keep breathing. And allow the breath to rest in the fourth chakra, right where your heart is. Stay focused on this area and continue to breathe. And just keep feeling the breath. As you inhale in through the fourth chakra, hold the breath for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 seconds, and exhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 seconds. And again, repeat this breath as you inhale for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 at the fourth chakra, and out for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 from the fourth chakra. As you breathe in and out of your heart, imagine it is being illuminated with a pearlescent emerald green color vibration. That means a beautiful, bright, glowing, pearlescent green vibration. Breathing in and out of your heart as it becomes illuminated. And now start to become aware of other energy in the room. It might be sunlight. It may be sounds coming from outside the room, like birds singing or music playing, or maybe someone's voice from another room. No matter what the energy is, allow your heart to welcome it. Whatever it is, allow your heart to welcome it. If you want to send love to any person or object from your heart in that room, now is the opportunity to do so. Aim the light from your heart to that person or thing and let it glow around it. Let the light from your heart glow around that person or around that thing. Whoever or whatever it is, stay with that person or object and let the process from your heart to them continue until there is no more energy to send or to receive back? And what does it feel like? Enjoy the sensation of the exchange, of the connection. Now, as you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly, play with and begin to manipulate the space around your body. Expand it. Shrink it. Notice the various forms of energy in the space over your head, under your feet, in front and behind you. Perhaps you expand so that the space around you becomes smaller. Perhaps you become smaller so the space around you is larger. The space that is around you can also expand and contract. Just play with it. Manipulate this space around you. And visualize your whole body. What does your physical body look like with the energetic body of space around it? Is it any different? Do you want to change it? Intend and initiate how you choose it to be. Look, feel, hear, smell, taste. The space around you. Intend and initiate how you choose it to be. How you choose it to look, feel, hear, smell, taste. And as you intend a thing specifically in this moment, no matter what it is, using your mind in this sixth dimension, the idea through thought takes form and is then replicated in the third dimension. And continue to breathe nice and easy. And as you continue to breathe, see if you are curious about anything in this moment, a place or a thing you would like to travel to. It can be a place you know well, or a place or thing you've never been to before or seen before. Use your inner sight from the third eye in your sixth chakra. Pay attention as you travel to this place or this thing. And once you have arrived there, once you have traveled there, pay attention and determine if you can hear any tones, high or low, from this place or thing. Is there a sound that is connected to it? Is the sound distant or extremely present? As you listen to the sound of where you've traveled to, gently allow your vision to follow the sound. What do the sound waves look like? What color are they? What pattern or patterns do they make? The sound that you hear the sound that your inner ears are witness to. You are also able to see the actual energy form of those sounds. What do they look like? What patterns do they make? Continue to breathe easily and deeply, slowly, as you put your attention on your breath. And see the light inside of you, and find the light within yourself. Shift your attention from where you have traveled and the sounds and the vision of those sounds to actually seeing the light inside of you and finding that light within you. The light that is you is now being illuminated from the column of breath light. The column of breath light that you have been inhaling and exhaling this entire time. Allow yourself to keep breathing easily and effortlessly, using your inner sight to begin to become aware of you as the column of pearlescent golden light. In fact, once you tap into your light in this way, notice how your entire body is actually a brilliant, radiant light. This light is your ethereal light body, your soul that holds the illumination of your true spirit self. So now ask your higher self in the form of your light body, what is being taught to me in this present moment? What teaching is there for my soul today? Stay with this message or sensory image, sound, smell, or taste. Whatever it is, you'll know when the message or teaching is complete. You may ask if you are not clear what the teaching is for today, what you're being taught in this present moment. You may ask, what does that image mean? What is that smell related to that is helping me receive this message? And when the message is completed, it will end, or it will be received in a very definitive way that indicates it has been delivered. Now put your attention back on your breath. And experience yourself right around your third chakra, which is behind your stomach, and at the center core of the third chakra, it is like a magnet that's pulling all the parts of your body toward your center. This means your thoughts, your feelings, your past experiences, your future experiences, they are all drawn inward toward your center. Continue to breathe nice and slowly as you feel, see, hear, and are simply being in this experience. The third chakra is drawing into it every part of you. Everything that you are experiencing in this moment, all the forms of energy that are present, are drawn to the magnet of your third chakra behind your stomach, where the solar plexus is. So just continue to see all parts of you being drawn energetically to your center. See them speeding toward your solar plexus. And keep doing this until there is nothing more to draw into yourself. Even as you put your attention back on your breath, feel the breath coming inside you and outside of you. As best as you can experience the space outside of you, doing all the breathing, let the space all around you breathe, and let yourself be breathed by this space outside of you. Notice the difference between breathing, your breathing, and being breathed. Just simply become aware of these differences. And gently move into expanding your consciousness way outside the room you're in. In fact, let your consciousness go all the way out into the stars, into the galaxies, way outside of our planet. See if you can find the center of our galaxy. And let yourself be drawn to it like a magnet. You drew all energy within you into your solar plexus like a magnet. And now find the center of our galaxy. Allow yourself to go out beyond into the cosmos, where you are drawn like a magnet to the galaxy. The magnet inside of you will help you find the place in the Milky Way that attracts you the most, as two giant magnets that are attracted to one another come together. By being alive, we are in the geocentric center of the entire complex dimensional whole, the totality of all the dimensions of consciousness, which is ever expanding. Our galaxy evolves in time and creates in space, based on the intentions of divine mind. And divine mind is the collective consciousness of every being who was once here on the planet, who is here now, and who will experience being here in the future. Realities do not actually exist. They are imagined or visualized by each of us. In every present moment, our bodies and minds are being activated by the full potency of all the dimensions of consciousness, moving from the iron crystal core of the earth all the way up to the Milky Way and back down again along the vertical axis of consciousness. And take another couple of nice, easy breaths. Surround your entire body now with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun, and absorb all or as much of the sun as you possibly can. And imagine a second sun even brighter than the first, knowing that this sun is your own highest pure energy, filled with love, with peace, with joy, with abundance, with prosperity, with health, with total wellness, with absolute connection to all that is divine. And absorb all of this, or as much as you can, so that you are moving throughout the day with your highest, purest energy and the awareness that all things that you experience in this day are for your best and highest good. And I want to thank you for being with me this morning on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, or Center of Light and Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org, where there are many courses, online classes, services, and other things that you may take advantage of to help you in your spiritual growth, your personal development. And until we gather next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.